All right, and welcome to another edition of Podfathers. Today is, you have the two realest Podfathers there are. And I say that with a whole bunch of shade thrown towards Chaps, because he's out today.
Not too much shade.
Yeah, not too much shade. His eye is fucked up. I don't know exactly what happened. We'll get into that. It's me and Large, the wild Samoans.
Wild Samoans, Alpha and Sika.
Alpha and Sika. I feel like wild, even the word wild doesn't fly in 2019 anymore. I feel like careful with that. But anyway, we are the real Podfathers, and we are sponsored by Milk, because Milk, we love what's real. Milk is real. It's delicious, nutritious, simple and wholesome, fresh from the farm. We're going to get into some stories. Me and Large were in farm country this week with the family, so we're going to be breaking that down. And we drank a whole bunch of fresh milk, fresh from the udders. AJ was a goddamn animal on there. The kid's getting bigger every day. He's hammering down milk. Sienna, milk is the one thing we don't have to fight her tooth and nail to consume at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Thank God. And we love our friends at Milk. And we have the milklife.com. We have the Love What's Real campaign. You sending your pictures to the Podfather's Instagram and Twitter, hashtag Love What's Real, and you give us your best pictures, kind of like we talk about with our kids, all the real stories that, you know, all the other parenting books and podcasts don't talk about. We want those in picture form. So if your kid does something cute, stupid, it's usually stupid and cute at the same time. Those are the ones that really hit. Head us up at Podfather Show, hashtag Love What's Real, and we'll put them up. Let's go into the show with the real ones.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
All right, Large, this is I'm dubbing us the real ones, which is the opposite of Shook ones, like Mobb Deep. I feel like you were a Mobb Deep guy back
then. Yeah, I used to fuck around with some Mobb Deep. what was the original Podfathers? Was it you and Chaps? Was it you and Kevin? Did the three of you start it together?
So, yeah, so the original Podfathers was me, Kevin, and Chaps, and the whole idea for Podfathers was actually Kevin, believe it or not. He who has been off the show for, God, it's probably been like, two fucking years now he's been off the show. It was his idea because I think it was actually right around the time Shay was born, he would get all the parenting books. And, you know, you always have to read the books. And he's like, dude, they try to write these for, like, real people. And it always fell flat. You know what I mean? It would always be bullshit. They would fuck up the football analogy or something like that. And Kevin's like, I want to tell people what parenthood is really like. And I mean, I think that's something we've done, you know, we sugarcoat it, but, you know, once you get past that sugar, it's like eating a fucking, you know, Brussels sprout. It is not fun.
Don't you think that Kevin, I mean, you take all the transgressions out of the picture and, you know, that's been beaten to death on the internet and whatever. And we're both very close friends with Kevin.
Sure.
Don't you think he's been doing more parenting lately? Like, because his kids are at that age where he's juggling two, he's juggling his little guy, whose name escapes me.
Keegan,
yeah, and then Shay is his girl. Mm-hmm. Like when he has them for the day or the weekend or however they split it up, he's been doing more parenting. Like you kind of see that on like Twitter and on social, and it seems like he's doing a great job. It's almost like if you want to see, since the Podfather started, I think Kevin is probably doing more Podfather-y stuff now with Keegan and Shay at this age than he did when you guys started up and Shay was on the way. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100,000,000%.
Right.
And like that's the thing. Like Kevin, you know, because obviously they split the custody or whatever, but Kevin gets more parenting reps in like whatever limited reps he gets than I have 24/7 here. And the kid, even with like the kids here all day, it's the summer and everything. Like, even with wifey in, out, like, when I'm with the kids for, like, an hour, it's like I am on a fucking island by myself. I'm on Rebus Island, and I'm in terror. I couldn't imagine that just being, like, whenever I see my kids is, like, when I'm all by myself. It's the worst. It's a little bit of hell every single time.
I don't know who his attorney was. I don't know how much he's paying out. I mean, we don't know the granular shit about that. But he got fucked on the custody stuff. I mean, he gets a lot of it dropped in his lap. But I think the point is that he's an excellent dad. Like you said, doing all the right stuff. The kids are, you know, insanely happy. And, you know, all the stuff that happened is so far in the rear view. And in this society, it's not going to, you know, kind of does f- like float away into the ether. Like, remember when we were growing up, there was two kids in your class who were products of divorce.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, they almost had like a stigma to them. Like, but now, you know, you go to kids' schools and my kids are obviously a little older and there's so many divorced parents around who seem insanely happy, by the way.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think, you know, like you think about who we can have on. Kevin's always, you know, welcome to come back or to kick me out if he wants to. He's a big dog. I'd love to have Dan on, but Dan would be useless until he really gets into it over the next couple months. I mean, Smitty now is on the fucking horizon. What the fuck, Smitty, right?
Out of the blue. Now, I have to admit, though, Smitty was running this little proposal idea and the whole thing by me. I was kind of his contact at the office.
Oh, give me some of that. Talk to me about that.
So, yeah, I won't go too much into detail because I don't know what he wants shared, what he wants doesn't. But let me say this about Adam Smith. The man is a fucking romantic. Let me just tell you.
Is he?
The way he went about just everything with setting it up with the family and, you know, he was, I think, getting hounded a little bit here and there, like we all do. And he kind of put everyone's mind at rest. I don't know if it's a very tricky subject. I'm sure you had it the same way. Like, it's like you have the family who, you know, you're going to marry the girl pretty. I think a lot of guys know they're going to get married the girl pretty soon in the relationship.
Yes.
Right? And I think Smitty knew pretty early on, because I remember he said something to me one offhanded comment pretty early on was like, oh, this is the girl I'm going to marry. This is my last one. This is my last girlfriend. And
have you met her?
I've met her once. Oh, no, twice. Delightful girl. Absolutely delightful.
I met her too. She's beautiful. First of all, she's beautiful. Yep. And Smitty can be tough to look at. She's a beautiful girl. And she seems, I think she's a veterinarian. Oh, you know what? Let's not. I'm sorry.
I believe that's out there.
But she's beautiful. And she seems quite lovely. But go ahead, talk to me about how you became the guy, not me.
The one thing I will say about us Barstool guys is we consistently outkick our coverage from top, bottom, everyone outkicks their coverage. But I think that's the reason we have the job at Barstool is because we can spit game. So we end up doing better than we should be ending up with like the ogre Fiona instead of the beautiful princess Fiona. You know what I mean?
Right.
We all go up. But yeah, I think I always say this about Podfathers. Podfathers is many things. We're almost like the grown-up podcast of Barstool, which, again, is not saying much. However, I think Smitty looks at me as one of the adults there, which is weird because I still consider myself a 25-year-old idiot. And I think you have to tell someone when you're going through the whole process. When he found out the price tag and about how, what 3 months salary or whatever, I don't know what he ended up spending, but just that number when it comes out of what you're going to get. And it's like, oh no, that's just like gone. It's just out of your pocket immediately. And you're realizing you're trading, you're putting it on her finger. And then that's all that does. That doesn't, spend the wedding. It doesn't shoot, ice, water, wind, or whatever else Captain Planet could do back in the day. It's just a nice rock that says you love somebody. And I told him, I said, dude, once you get that ring, you are going to want it out of your possession so you cannot lose it. It cannot get stolen. It cannot get lost. And I know he said that's exactly what happened. He just couldn't wait to get it done. But he had to wait till I know all her, she had to go. He didn't want to, the graduations and all that kind of stuff and all the stuff she was studying. I know he didn't want to kind of overshadow that. So I kind of got, we're game time boys. He started game time and I was kind of one of the guys when it first started. We did a lot of stuff together. So I kind of got, I don't have – you and Willie have like a brotherhood. Chaps and his ZBT people. My Podfathers guys, you're my guys and all. But Smitty, me and Smitty kind of have that. Like me and Kevin are kind of Mets fans, but he is Feidelberg. Me and Smitty, I feel like we're kind of two of the older souls of Barstool here. We've been here for a while. So I was happy to know that I was kind of his guy. I was actually – Kevin also told me I feel like I was one of the people who found out that Kevin was going to have a baby as well. But I didn't tell a soul. I didn't even tell my wife about that one.
Wow.
So
I'll tell you what. So I'm going to get back to – put a pin in the fact you didn't tell your wife about that. Right? But you have to say that the anxiety leading up to buying the ring, and then you think it gets better after you buy the ring, but then the anxiety until you give it to her, and you think once you give it to her, all the anxiety is going to be lifted. But then the anxiety of planning a wedding is such that I think one of these things that consistent anxiety at like an age for guys like Smitty or you or I before we got married, one of the things that it really affects, and not a lot of people talk about it, is our abilities to get hard.
Yes.
So Roman is one of the things that says, you know what? I'm going to find something for you guys, specifically guys who are about to get married, who are married, who are thinking about getting married, and there's these Roman swipes, and they're clinically proven for you to last longer in bed. It doesn't require a subscription. They're great because your partner doesn't have to worry, or, you know, you don't have to make any kind of excuses, all that stuff. Super easy to use. Just take it out of a packet, swipe it on your cock, let it dry, and you're good to go. And when you get, when you go to getroman.com/podfathers, you can get your first month of swipes for $5. People ask me all the time, Large, how many comes in a month? And I said, the monthly plan for everybody is different, I believe. So the only way you can find out what your monthly plan is, you go to getroman.com/podfathers, and you'll get your first month's worth of swipes. For a guy like Clem, that might be 10 or 15 swipes. For a guy like me, it might be 5 or 7. For a guy like Chaps, it might be 2. But you go to getroman.com/podfathers, you get your first month of swipes for just $5. You had mentioned that Kevin had told you possibly that he was having a kid before anybody else, and you never told the wife. And then when Kevin did have the baby, did you ever reveal to your wife that you knew about it beforehand?
Yes, I told, I came clean. I said, well, once he announced it to the world, and I don't think I was, you know, it wasn't like he was texting me as soon as the pregnancy test, you know, the second line came up. Okay. But he did, I think he told me before maybe he had told other people at work. I can't imagine I was before friends, but I was just kind of a confidant. And I did tell her as soon as Kevin came out with it, I go, by the way, I knew this before you did, just to let you know.
See, I think, and it's different with every relationship. I think Annie would be like, why didn't you tell me? Like, as if you don't trust me or something like that. Because we do go womb to the tomb with that. I do. I trust her explicitly, complicit. I trust her as much as anybody can trust any. But sometimes I don't even think about it. Like, if somebody was to say to me, oh, I'm going to have a kid, don't tell anybody. And I wind up not telling anybody because I really don't give a fuck. And maybe you did, maybe you didn't when Kevin. Then all of a sudden when that person has a kid, if I was to say to Annie, oh, shit, I remember they told me that. They told me to keep a secret a couple months ago. She'd be like, you didn't fucking tell me. Why not? I'd be like, I just didn't care. You know what I mean? But it affects them. And I say them as if, you know, women are going to be. Yeah, I was just wondering if it was the same thing with you, but whatever.
No, it's funny because I do get scared about that kind of stuff. But my wife also knows I am a mental lunatic about that kind of stuff. I want to be like, I used to take pride in being the last guy at the party. Like, I'd be the last one awake. I'd be drinking drink for drink with everyone, and I would not be the last. I'd be the last one in bed. And if it was 5 in the morning, and I'm just one of those people that likes to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So in this case, I want to be the – if it came out, if it got somehow got leaked – and I went back and wifey had told someone who doesn't even know Barstool, who then tripped, you know, said it to someone else. And somehow, some crazy way, it got linked back to me. I would never be able to live with myself. And again, the odds of that happening are 1 in a billion. But weird shit happens at Barstool, man. You see how it is. The page, Dave Portnoy has turned Boston into Titletown. Like, yes. Barstool starts in 04. The Sox break the curse. The Patriots, you know, they already started that dynasty. They've become a dynasty. The Red Sox, the Bruins, the Celtics all win. He's now, like, mentioned in the same breath as Bill Belichick and Tom Brady by the owner. It's just weird shit that happens here. So it's almost as much me not wanting to fuck over myself. And again, when you watch Game of Thrones, who's the one person that doesn't leak any info? That's Varys. I'm the master of secrets. I'm the whisperer. I want to be known as the secrets guy. However, I do not want to be known because it eats me up. That Kevin's little nugget ate me up. Smitty's little thing about proposing ate me up. Wow. So it's not very fun. And to be clear, I did not know anything else about Kevin's life. The only thing I knew was that his wife was pregnant. That's the only thing I've ever kept. I'm just going to put that on the record. Yeah,
it's good to clear that up. And now, do you think that you'll definitely be invited to Smitty's wedding?
Whew, I don't know. That's a good question. Now, okay. I'd like to think I would be – It depends how many people from Barstool invited. I feel like I'm in, like, the tier – I don't know, second tier of Smitty's Barstool people.
But second? That can't be right. So who's in the first?
But I feel like the boss is always number one. You have to invite your boss, even if it's, like, just like a – and I mean, I don't know if there's many people – I feel like he probably doesn't like Dave that much. I don't feel like Dave likes him, right?
I feel like they don't seem like they're tight.
and even though I think as someone who I at least shared the secret with, however, I feel like, you know, I'm out of loop. I'm up here in Winterfell. Smitty's going out. He's drinking with a lot of people. They're doing stuff on the weekends. He does stuff with other people in the office, you know.
So take Dave and Erica out of it. If anyone gets married and they don't invite Dave or Erica, knowing that Dave or Erica probably will, there's a good chance neither of them go. Yep. And I'm not saying that, but there's a chance that neither of them go. But So take those out of it. That's, they're not even in a tier. Who would you think is in Smitty's? I think this is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
who
I think so.
Yeah, who do you think is in Smitty's top tier? I would have to say you would. I mean, I can't think of, like, Nate and he have some real smoke. Yes. He does Game Time. He does a lot of stuff with Devlin.
Yep.
I think Devlin's like really a behind the scenes dude on that. They travel together. They do stuff. I don't know who does his camera work and whatnot, but I'm sure that would be somebody.
I feel like him and Riggsy are close. I think him and Riggsy, you know, I think they, at least this is just from the outside looking in. I feel like him and Riggsy are, you know, they hang out. They would hang out a bunch maybe at the bars and whatnot. So I feel like Riggs is in there as well.
Yeah, I would think Riggsy is probably in there as well. But you don't think that then you're in there also?
I feel like I'm probably there, but a couple though, because I don't see him. But again, me and Smitty, when we first launched Game Time, we traveled a couple times to Austin because we were going to do this show. They ended up, as we were negotiating the show, that's when the whole Barstool Van Talk thing went down. And it was from like, hey guys, come to Austin, we're gonna do a pilot episode, this and that, to, oh yeah, we're gonna pass. And it was like, you guys asked us to come down here, why are we gonna? And they were a churning company too, so we really felt good about it. And then it was kind of, you know, Smitty's life, it always, like, something happens at Barstool has nothing to do with him, and it just completely blindsides his ass. But I do think, again, I feel like Smitty probably has, like, a crew of people, but I like to think I'm in the second tier. Again, if there's 10 invitations to Barstool people, I like to think I'm one of those 10, which I can be fine with. And again, as someone with kids, as you can hear Sienna screaming up top right now, like, there's always, like, when you invite me to your wedding, know that there's, like, a 10% chance I'm going to actually be able to go. So it's like you do the, you know, you're being nice enough to pass the invite. I'll gladly say no. Maybe I'll give you a little gift, a little like $30 gift for like your effort. And we go both go about our ways and we're both happy.
What happens if I get invited and you don't?
Well, and this is where Dave Portnoy's little world comes in, because then the drama starts from it. The blogs go up, the podcast right. Hit pieces, Deke Zucker's on fucking red alert at all times for anyone else, and everyone wins. It's a winner except for the people in it who like have like are just living on pins and needles because they're in like a public feud with their coworker and people. And the best part about these feuds is like, you know, there's Smitty guys and there's Clem guys, or there's large guys, Smitty guys and Clem guys, and everyone's battling with each other. So just like we weren't on that little picture with the lunch tables and the Viva the Stool, and people are saying, where the fuck's Large? Where the fuck's Clem? Where the fuck's PFT? And it's like, those are my people. The people that shout me out, those are my people. And then if we ever get into a fight, then that's where, you know, ultimate, you know, everyone loved the mega powers, but once, you know, you had to choose Hulk Hogan or Macho Man, that's when things got ugly back in the day.
So now we have Smitty getting married. We have Marina getting married. Lovely Miss Marina, who does most of the Boston Bruins stuff, the hockey girl. We got to meet her husband at the concert the other day at Mulcahy's.
Yes, right? I met him before. They used to live some. They live somewhat near me. He's a great guy.
And then
Marina's one of my favorite people at the company as well.
Yeah, well, she's it's impossible not to like her. She's just very very nice to everybody. I think it, you know.
If she invites you to the wedding before me, that will gut me. Smitty, I'll be like, whatever, that's just Smitty. If Marina invited you to my wedding, it would gut me because I think me and Marina have a special bond. We played Fortnite together. We're just pals.
I don't know her that well. I mean, I sit a couple of rows away from her, but I would thought that it would be a splashy headline of Smitty. And Smitty and I, we see each other every day most days because he comes in right after me for Cousins. You know, because he comes in, so, and we sit not far away from each other, but we've never interacted except the one or two times I was on Game Time. And then when I first started in the company, he robbed $1,000 from me.
He hustled you.
He hustled me.
Hustled a kid from Brooklyn, man. That's not a good look, man. A guy from Philly.
I just thought it was an easy $1,000 just to get a headline. I needed headlines when I first got in, so I threw $1,000 at it. But that's it. So, and I guess Rhea and at some point Hank will probably go down the whole thing. You know,
that is the Macho Man Miss Elizabeth wedding though. Like, we're gonna go back to old school wrestling references here, because like that if that ever comes to fruition, which I'm not gonna put any pressure on our boy Hank.
No, absolutely not.
That's a beautiful moment here. I always say this, it blows my mind that like just think of all the people on Twitter, you know, and then they interact with each other. All these little communities that have started because Dave Portnoy once started a free newspaper down in Boston. But there's Barstool Babies. We had a Barstool proposal on Podfathers before, right before you joined. We had our boy Elliot propose to his girlfriend on here.
Nice.
And he proposed, played her the podcast, and he was in the room with her dropped down, gave her the ring, popped down on one knee, and the whole thing. So, but an actual relationship starting and, you know, coming to fruition with a wedding and then maybe down the road kiddies. That's some fucking trippy shit right there.
Well, if we do go to any of these weddings, you or I or Chaps or anybody, instead of giving cash, or if you guys are going to weddings, instead of giving cash, I think some idea, might be an idea, not to give Roman wipes. I think that's a terrible idea for a gift if you're going to a wedding.
That's aggressive.
But one of the things that you guys can give is think about doing this thing at Joybird. Like we were put in touch with this furniture company, and the days of going to like these strip malls where it's like Ethan Allen and what's the other one? Like Macy's Furniture and
Raymore Flanigan. They're like fucking dogs on you, man.
Raymore Flanigan. Yeah. And you go there and it's like,
I'm not going to say it, Blarge. I'm not going to say it, but you know, I'm going to say it.
Well, you're going to rebuke them, right?
No.
What? Oh, don't say it.
You know where my furniture's from?
IKEA?
No.
Oh, where?
I have some Bob's furniture in this
house. Oh, the Bob's.
We've started going to Joybird because we need something that's classy, yet we're not getting hounded. And the best part is you can get it online. You don't have to bring the kids to the stores. They're climbing on everything. They're jumping around, acting like lunatics.
They are. And it's a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture stores because nobody likes going, waiting 16 weeks for your stuff to get there. It's unbelievable. Free returns within 2 weeks of delivery. You can help design your dream space through joybird.com. So go on joybird.com/podfathers and create your own furniture. And using the podfathers thing, you'll receive an exclusive offer of 25% off your first order. So just use the code podfathers. Joybird.com, podfathers. You can buy fantastic furniture, and you can get 25% off by using the name of this goddamn show.
Maybe I'll get Smitty a couch for his wedding gift if I get invited.
I don't know, but if somebody's moving into a place and you get them all of a sudden a coffee table, I think that's kind of, you know, like when they're living off of boxes and eating ramen with a fucking spackle knife, it might be something to do, right?
And think about it, like Smitty, it's his stream, his livelihood is his living room at that point, right?
Correct. Yeah.
On game time, the guy is eating, drinking out of a goddamn measuring cup like a savage. And I mean, if he's drinking out of measuring cups now, before the ring, now after the ring, and now he has to play. Like you said, you have all that anxiety, and then you just basically just condense it into one little ball where you then have a finish line where it's like, by this date, everything needs to be completed, paid for, and out the door. So thoughts and prayers to our boy Smitty. And then if he ever joins the Podfathers Club, it's like we get someone else. We now have Brandon Walker is now walking around the office.
Brandon, so yep.
He has said, he's more than willing to ever just usurp you.
Usurp.
Yeah, he's looking to usurp large here and there. So, I mean, Chaps is gone. Did we ever find out what happened to Chaps? I think he said somebody tried to ram a banana in his eye or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. So I think he had two operations, and we don't know how serious they were. But so he's recovering from his second operation, which I believe he had this morning. So he's on the DL. So I don't know if Brandon Walker keeps shooting from my spot when Chaps is probably the laziest out of the three of us.
Yes, by far.
But get well soon, Chaps. I'm sure you're not listening to this. Go fuck yourself.
I didn't realize you couldn't. I realized you need your eyes to talk about your life for a fucking half hour with a couple of buddies. That's really.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So we both did by coincidence. I mean,
it's actually kind of amazing how it worked out.
Fucking coincidence. We just needed to get away. I mean, you kind of do the beach, right? I do the lake. I never
Country club.
I don't go to the beach. So on the summertime, I always like to take the kids on some rides. My kids love going on fucking rides. And, you know, it's at a point now where my 9-year-old can go on all of them. She's gone above that, whatever that is, 40 inches.
Yep.
Gone all the rides in most amusement parks, unless you go to one of those hardcore amusement parks, you know, where like an action park type thing. People go on the Alpine slide.
You're like signing your life away when you enter the park, basically. Can't sue us when something happens.
Or if your eye falls out, we don't even have to help you look for it. So I went to Hershey for a couple of days, Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And you went to fucking Dutch Wonderland in lovely Lancaster, Pennsylvania, middle of Amish country. What did you think? I've done that trip so many times, but what did you think?
So this was the first thing I thought of when I did it. we are not going to Disney anytime soon because Dutch Wonderland. Now, I do not have an IKEA near me to pull the whole move that you did where I tell my kids that IKEA is Disney.
Yep.
Dutch Wonderland. Now, I have to be careful here because I don't want to suck their dicks too much.
Yep.
Because if they want to sponsor the show, I'll get a big glass of milk. I'll go to Dutch Wonderland, and we could just suck their dicks nonstop.
I'll give them a Roman swipe beforehand.
Oh, man.
Sit down on a Joybird couch, and I'll blow the fucking doors off them.
Duke the Dragon is about to get fucking just blow everywhere.
Duke.
It's just so – it's the absolute perfect amusement park for kids. You know, AJ's one. He was able to do plenty of shit here. And not everything, but enough stuff that just kept him out of the stroller and made him happy. And Sienna's four. Her cousin was three. There was so much goddamn awesome stuff to do with this place. I cannot sing enough praises for. And it's not even just rides. There's like a little dinosaur. They have like animatronic dinosaurs outside that AJ was just flipping his shit for. And the thing is, we went to Sesame Place last year. It was the first time we went there. And like, it was all right. But it was like, it was crowded. This place, there's enough. It's like big enough that there's a lot of shit to do. There's not a lot of lines. They have like, for poor folk like me, you can leave the park and you can eat your lunches outside on the picnic bench that you packed yourself. Oh, yeah, not a great look. Not a great look. That was on the in-laws. I'm more of a guy who'll just pay for the fried food that I can get at any time. And you're in the middle of a fucking like, right across the street is a giant like shopping. What is it? Outlets. So if you want to
do outlets, yeah.
There was a Friendly's there, Large. I thought Friendly's were extinct. I thought it was a dinosaur that had recently been killed. There was a Friendly's out there. There was a Chick-fil-A. There was Sonic. I mean, this is the stuff I'm looking for in a place.
Good, nice.
And however, we also my one and the other great thing about it was if you get your ticket. So say you want to go on a Tuesday. If you buy your tickets on Monday night, anytime after 5, you get a quote-unquote free preview, and you get to go in the park from 5 to closing, which was 8:30. So we got to ride a bunch of rides that night, and then there's the rides the next day, and then like kind of what a lot of places do is about a quarter of the park is a water park as well. It's like kind of like a splash pad. So, however, you know, the kids were getting tired, and after the first day there, we're going to be – potentially visiting our friends out in Cape Cod this weekend, and I was already ready to be like, I don't even want to do this anymore. So we're not in a great place. So as a man who has done this trip a bunch of times, tell me, what can I do better?
So what you did, so the way that you described it is perfect. We had gotten to Hershey, and a Hershey closes at 10. So from 6:30 to 10, if you stay, there's two hotels at Hershey. There's the Lodge and the Hotel Hershey. The Hotel Hershey is nice. It's a very nice hotel. The Lodge is more like if you're there with your hockey team, and it's also fine and stuff, but it gets a little bit animal. So I stay in the Hershey Hotel. It's a little bit closer. The restaurants in there are pretty good. The pool is very nice. Couple water slides. They have an adult only section at the pool. So if your kids are doing something, you can kind of go around there, and there's like a hot tub. It's not like people are out there just, you know, destroying each other's genitals, but it is a little bit more, when in Rome. Yeah. So your thing with the – did you get a cabana at the water park?
We did not.
To get a fucking cabana. Every water park now offers a cabana. It's from anywhere from $150 like $250 a day, and it gives you the opportunity to have a home base, gives you the opportunity to have a place to charge your phones, and it gives you like a little bit of exclusivity to some bathrooms. So the cabanas, you got to call up early and reserve a cabana whatever day you're going to spend. Because like we did the same thing. We did the preview. Then the second day we did the park for the full day, just roller coasters. And we got the fast pass. You got to fucking do a fast pass once your kids start getting into that stuff. You can't be waiting on lines. And then the third day when we did the water park, you have to do a cabana. But with the fast pass, we keep them loose on the kids' wrists. Because all of a sudden the kids run out of steam, you take the fast, and then you go on with the kids. Because I still go on. You go on. You don't have to yet because your kids don't do roller coasters yet, the big ones.
This is something I wanted to let you know on the podcast. I don't know if I said in the past. I am a pretty big pussy when it comes to rides. Roller coasters, that is. I don't do loop-de-loops. I love like Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain even, dips. I can do all that kind of stuff. Had a bad experience as a kid dipping upside down. Sienna. She's already doing rides that I am borderline for, and she's 4 fucking years old. So wow. That was pretty embarrassing.
My 15-year-old obviously goes on everything, and I go on everything with him. I do it until I did it again. I got sick on this one again, Clem. It's just the other day. I went on something there called like the Big Bear or the Wild Bear. And you know, when it closes over you, you almost can't breathe like towards the end when you need it. So as soon as I got up, I just threw up a little bit. It wasn't a huge deal. I did it in a garbage can. That's kind of my move. And then I'm done for the day. But it happens. I'll go on all of them until I get sick with the kids.
That's a good dad, man. That's a good fucking dad right there.
And then my 9-year-old now, Bridget goes on every. So all three of my kids now can go on every ride in every park that we've been to. So me and Annie have the opportunity to kind of sit back. We do the thing where we make them wear almost like, not neon, but something that where we can see them easily. If we want to see them on the ride, you know, like make them wear like yellow.
Yeah.
But not go and get like specially made tie-dye shirts saying that they're from the Fresh Air Fund or something like that. Like, you ever see when people walk around with their whole group and they're wearing matching shirts? Don't ever fucking do that. But wear something where you can kind of see the kid from afar. I think
subtly
that's
obnoxious, I believe, is what you would call that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the early bird thing the next morning, because if you stay at like the Hotel Hershey, or you can sometimes get an early pass at Dutch Wonderland, where you get in there an hour before most people get in there, and you can run in and out of fucking rides. And then going back late, like the lines that you probably had between 5 and 8:30 were a lot lighter than the lines you had the next day between 12 and 3:30, right?
Yep. And that was something we found out really quick, was how good we had it on that free preview. The free preview was like a preview. It makes it like a preview of a movie. It was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And then the next day you kind of get bogged down with people. The food there is not very good, because we
didn't eat terrible
food. All right. There we go. I could just say, like, is Dutch Wonderland, you sponsor with us, I'll take this one back. Your food fucking stinks. I thought the food at Sesame Place was bad. The food at your restaurant was horrendous. It was the worst park food I've ever had in my life, Large, which is saying something.
Yeah, and but there's Miller's Smorgasbord, which isn't too far away from there, where you can kind of go in there and do, like, the shoe fly pie. Smorgasbords are a little bit disgraceful, too, but if you're on vacation, you're on a vacation, so it's not too – you should write that down for next time. And actually, you should stay in Eden Resorts, which is right by there. It's connected to a Sheetz, which is like the Wawa, and it's got everything for you.
I feel like Sheetz and like all those fucking Pennsylvania idiots, like they are so diehard Wawa, and now there's like a branch of them. It's like Protestants have now split off and are now Sheetz diehards. You know what I mean? And now there's a fucking civil war in Pennsylvania over which gas station food is better, because they're a bunch of savages now.
I'll tell you what I did, though. I signed up for the room, and I don't do it online. I call up the hotel, Hershey Hotel, the hotel at Hershey, whatever it is, and they do the shuttles back and forth. It's pretty gentlemanly. And I said, can you give me any kind of deal? And the girl's like, yeah, of course I have this. If you don't ask for it, they don't give it. So they gave it where our three kids, for like, you know, they bumped up the price a certain degree. It wound up being a great deal. We got all five of us, got 2 days full admission to the park, plus the preview. So it was like 2.5 days. And then the two mornings we were there, the kids got free breakfast at the buffet at the circular restaurant in the Hotel Hershey, which is good. It's not like one of those buffets with the sneeze guards, like you feel like you're at the fucking Sizzler. It's like the omelet stations and all this. But only the kids got free breakfast. So we'd go down there early every morning, and I'd get there before the family, because family was kind of doing their thing. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs, because I take a dump in the lobby, just to take it easy on my family, like, because there's only one bathroom and a little suite we get.
Another good dad move right here.
Yeah, I'll take a dump in the lobby. I'll have like a newspaper, take a dump, and then I'll tell them, listen, I'll meet you at the hotel, at the restaurant, like, you know, 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning. And so I'll get there first. I'll sit down. I'll be like, I'm going to have a pot of tea. My son's going to have a coffee. My wife's going to have a coffee. The three kids are going to be doing the buffet. My wife's going to do one poached egg. I'm going to do one egg over easy. And then the kids come down and they fucking destroy the buffet, like bring back 20 sausages and stuff like that. And then when the bill comes, all I get charged for is two coffees and two eggs. Clem, I'm telling you, I had like those blintzes, you know, like the crepes wrapped around the sweet cream with stuff on top, and I all this stuff. And I felt like I robbed a fucking bank. And it was one of the greatest things that and they're like, what are we doing for breakfast tomorrow? I was like, I'll see you guys down here. Finn, go get me some of that chocolate bread pudding real quick with the fresh ice cream, with the fresh whipped cream, the schlag, like you get at Luger's. Oh, it's goddamn delicious. So I highly recommend that too.
Finn's, I mean, you know, Finn's my guy. Like, he'll bring you a fucking tray. He'll just take a tray out of the buffet and be like, here you go, Pop.
Bridget was so into it. She's like, Dad, I'll go get the sausages, the ones that look like they have some color on them. Because sometimes they turn into like steamy, you know, and stuff. You know, they really, so I sat down. And the lady brings over the over easy egg. She's like, that's really not over. Let me get you another one. So she plopped another over easy egg on my plate while Bridget was getting me some sourdough toast. And then she came back. I did so much, you know, I killed myself. So that's the thing you got to do too. You got to make sure if you get the buffet, just you and the wife, then have big breakfast coming to you.
Yeah. So these are large. This is why I love you, Large. Because again, this is the real parenting. This is the real parenting that other podcasts and books aren't going to tell you.
Right.
The cabana thing, you're going to have to spend a little for the cabana. However, it will be worth it. So you're not, because you're basically elbowing out other families. If you ever go to like a hotel pool area, I don't hate anyone in the world, any strangers in the world, more than I hate the other people in the pool. I feel like they're always plotting against me, looking for my seat, looking to get my chair, take my towel off when I'm not looking, take over the world. It's like fucking Nazi Germany and Poland, basically. I'm just being invaded. Don't like it one bit. So get the cabana. It's the one thing you're spending money on. However, keep the easy passes loose so pops can put one on.
Keep them loose. Oh, always bring a water bottle, because by law now, everywhere there's a soda station where you have to pay like $16 and you can refill your soda for the weekend, you can bring any water bottle, anything, and you can fill it up with ice cold water from the machines. You know, like one of them always has seltzer, one of them has water. Yep. Do that for free. And I'm not saying that because obviously soda is the worst thing in the world for you. It's worse than smoking. I know that. But to keep these kids constantly hydrated while you're throwing down the funnel cakes. We did the walk around tacos where they did it in the like the bag of Tostitos.
So yeah. Oh, I love that. Yep.
I do the big smoked turkey leg. Bridget does one of them too. Like I like park food if it's good, but you got to do the water bottle. You have to show up early and late and leave the middle. So during the middle of the day, we go back to the hotel. Oh, this is another good move, Clem. You go back to the hotel pool in the middle of the day just so the kids can go swimming and stuff. And then so, you know, the hotel pools have – oh, what's up, sweetie? Oh, this is St. Andy. You want to say hello to Clem? Hold on. Clem, can you talk?
Yeah, I'm good.
I think I can get him through right now. So I think you're there, right, Clem?
Yeah, I'm here, baby. How are you doing, Miss Ann? Good, good, good.
I was talking about things. So when you go to the booze, when you go to the pool while the kids are going in and doing the booze, and you're not there yet because your kids are too goddamn young, we bring a bottle of vodka into the pool area and then just have them keep running over lemonades, bike it with their own, because we know that because at the Hotel Hershey. A shot of vodka there is only how many ounces? Do you remember?
One and a half.
That's
a bunch of bullshit.
That's their heavy pour. So we always order doubles. And the guy's like, I'm not allowed to do doubles. So then I'm like, all right, well, give me a vodka grapefruit because that's our refreshing poolside drink. And then give me another vodka neat. And so even with that, it becomes three shots, which isn't a double. It would be four shots. So you're still doing a weak drink. And it's costing you – I think it was like $30 per drink then.
Yeah, 29 something. And just to get yelled at for asking to have a little more in my cup. He didn't like it.
We made that mistake once. Then we brought in bottles of vodka, just a little bottle of vodka in the thing. You sit down, say, bring over the lemonades, bring over the fruit punches, whatever the fuck the kids are doing, which are like $2 or $3 a piece. And we just kept spiking them the whole goddamn day while we're in there.
That's the only way to go. You shouldn't have to feel, when you're on vacation, you're on vacation. You get to eat bad, you get to drink a little more, and you shouldn't have to feel like, it's like when you're at a wedding where you're trying to figure out a way to get shots without them giving you it in a shot glass, whether it's, you know, on the rocks or whatever. It's, or on a cruise ship even, when they're trying to limit your booze unless they want to just rob you blind. So I like how you guys, these are two other parenting tips for people out there. One, have like a centerpiece. These are large family tips that I learned when I went to their country club, not lake, country club. Don't let them call it what it is. It's a country club. Number one, have something that travels with you guys. You guys have a gnome that goes every time you guys are there, right? Yep. I love that you guys have the gnome. You take your picture, whatever it's going to be. And two, whenever St. Anne, and I believe Large too, whenever you guys arrive somewhere, shot of vodka. Is that correct?
Always. You gotta do that. I'm gonna start carrying a Yeti with me that's frozen ahead of time, fill it with vodka, and just keep it in my purse. Kind of like when we go to the movies and now weight it down with snacks.
We're gonna
vodka when I go out.
Go to the store.barstoolsports.com. We'll get our Viva La Stool Orca right there. We'll bring that, right. We'll load it up with the vodka and we'll do that. So I mean, and so, and then Large told me you leave the bracelets loose so you can pass them along.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Did you go through the list Steph Hardy, did he tell you how he got sick on the Great Bear?
Yep. He said that's just his move now. His move, I said, it's a good dad. He keeps going till he pukes, and he poops right in the downstairs bathroom so that he can, you know, not stink up the room and also get a free, basic, essentially, a free buffet breakfast. It's the most incredible thing. And Large actually texted me today a picture. He was at the movies with two cups that were from an old movie and the most delightful-looking homemade food I've ever seen in my life. What was today's?
We did some Italian sausage and white bean with spinach and these oven-dried tomatoes I do. But we had just a little bit of leftover dried pasta, so I broke up some spaghetti into it. Just, you know, broke it up just as a noodle. So we did that, two Tupperwares of that, one for me, one for Andy, with a little crumbled feta over the top. And then the kids each had bagels. And we brought in the five cups. Everyone had – there's $6 a piece, the cups. So it'd be $30 worth of drinks. We went to an 11:30 matinee. It cost us $7 a ticket. What it cost us as much to give the kids something to drink as it did to go to the – listen, last night when we got home from the park, we went out and we had dinner and it cost us $600. And I understand that that's a problem, you know, being $200 over was one bottle of wine. So I'm not like all of a sudden – you know, cutting coupons all the time. But when I can get away with some free sausages at the fucking buffet, right? Or those blintzes.
Or when we're, I thought you were going to talk about the bar, like inside the farmer's market, when you have a ball with the gigantic kidney beans or the olives.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I keep doing that the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, as I go to the olive bar, I pop a couple in. Those are all things you do. Yep.
Wait, we almost had a scare today. So today we're getting sodas, right? I take Bridget, we go get our cups out. We're filling up all the cups and all of a sudden he makes Bridget and he's like, here, put the lid on that. I take her cup. The bottom was soft, right? That would have been bad.
So we got to throw that.
We almost might have gotten a new cup too.
Right. So sometimes when the bottoms get soft on the cup, Annie will go over to the person and be like, listen, you gave us a defective cup and we'll get a fresh one.
It's really just to see if we can. So much that we, you know.
Yeah, third time this week, Ms. McCarthy, what are the odds? Well, I enjoy the movie. Enjoy Fast and the Furious 11 or whatever. It's pretty good. It was a really good thumbs. Let's get a movie review too. Thumbs up.
I'll tell you what, all the women, couple of gaspy scenes when The Rock came out. He did a couple of things where he took his shirt off or where he made an aggressive move towards the female lead, like where he threw around some smoldering looks. A lot of gasps, not a lot of dry panties in that theater, including the fucking young lady to my left.
I'm saying, these boxer shorts over here aren't dry either right now, because I'll tell you, The Rock, just seeing Stone Cold was in the office, I've never had FOMO in my life. That's a personal hero of mine. So
I would not need a Roman wipe.
The Rock was there. Barstool store has Orca.
We have Orca coolers, and there's like a special one. I don't know what it's like a summer one. I don't know if it's Viva La Stool or what it is, but check it out. I just did an ad read for our Mets podcast, and I said, I didn't know as well. There's a bunch of summer stuff in there. Look, this is a free ad right here. You hear that, Stephen Shea? Free ad for you, motherfucker. Store at barstoolsports.com. Excuse me, man. I should not be saying that word in your face. I apologize.
Are you kidding? Unless they don't, you know, as long as they don't mind getting caught being, you know, smuggling in a vodka.
Smuggling in the vodka for the daily shots wherever you go. So, and this is the one thing, let me just say this. Make sure you set expectations for your kids at Hershey, because I have a horrifying story, some would say. I went to Hershey one time in my life. I was probably 12-ish years old. And I believe we stayed at the Hotel Hershey. And I was promised... Well, you'd promise. Now, this is what I was told before I went there. So you can only imagine what I thought this hotel was going to be like. I was told the hallways, wherever you look, there was just bowls of candy. And you just take as much as you want. It's like telling people America was paved with gold. You know what I mean? Streets were paved with gold. I was picturing just candy. I'd have full-blown diabetes by the age of 12. I was just dreaming of Reese's Pieces and peanut butter cups. As you just go elbow deep in there and just shovel them in your mouth. And however... That was not the case. I didn't see what there. I think we got like a free mint on our pillow. That was basically the extent of it. So you have to also manage your kids' expectations of wherever you go. We just told Sienna Dutch Wonderland was a random amusement park. And I'll give my little hint, my little tip for someone going to Dutch Wonderland. If you have a kid 1 to 8, they just pushed back Disney 2 more years for us because we are not going there anytime soon. It has all the stuff for their age. It's perfect. And you're in the middle of Amish country, so you can go to Amish country. We did that. The food's pretty good. We went to a place called Good and Plenty, however, which was like
Smorgasbord also.
It's a smorgasbord, yep, and they just bring you in a whole bunch of, you know, fresh food from wherever, Amish country, fried chicken, roast beef, family style, so you're just eating like a monster, and you just feel awful for like a full day from it. However, it's probably about the same price as we paid in the park for the trash food. So enjoy Amish country. Are you guys, is Hershey near Amish country at all?
It's not far. I think we're a little bit further out.
They're both 2.5 hours from us.
Okay.
Different directions, I think.
Different directions.
Yeah, we aged out of Amish, and then you'll age into Hershey pretty soon, because Hershey does have something for when AJ is Sienna's age. You'll have plenty for him to do there. And then there is a bunch of candy. You can put on the hairnet and make your own candy bar and all that stuff at the candy museum. And there's, you know, there's a 4D movie. Like for the kids who get sick of the rides and whatnot, there is a bunch of stuff to do there. And, you know, I'm anti-Disney. I've said that for a while. I think Conn's gave me shit for taking my kids to Hershey. But, you know, like, that's Conn's. I couldn't see myself sharing a fucking elevator with him a flight with kids, right? So,
yeah. First of all, Conn's, like, still goes to his parents' shore house. Like, he doesn't do anything on his own. Like, if they want to take him to Disney, he'll go. If his parents' house, if they move to Disney, he's going to go to Disney on the weekends because he has nothing else to do with his fucking life.
Right.
Don't get me started on that Conn's fella. However, that is the most important thing I will say on this podcast for this trip. My wife, my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, we're all talking about hotels of where to stay. And at one point, my wife said, just pick. I don't care. And my mother-in-law picked the place that was 11 miles away.
Oh.
So every time we had to go to the park, so we ended up going to the park for the preview, then home, then the next morning back to the park, and then home. And that 15-minute ride was nothing but pure torture because AJ screeched the entire 15 minutes, and it felt like 15 hours. It was the worst thing. And I said, oh, when they said we were going to the park the first time, I said, oh, like, we're going to just walk there? But, oh, no. And I said, wait, what are you talking about? You have to be, especially kids, I don't know, about 4 or 5, you have to at least have a way where you can just go back to the hotel. If you need naps, you need to just, you know, just – go in the pool for a little bit, do something just to take the edge off for an hour or two. So that is my most important thing. Don't cheap out. Get the hotel Hershey, if it's close, get the hotel that's, even if it's like $40 more a night, $50 more a night, like Large says, call up the person, say, what's the best deal? I mean, you had us for Pump Punk. You told me to tell the people I was playing golf the next day at some golf course for the deal, right?
Yeah. And I stayed at the Garden City Hotel that night. The rate was $459. To stay there for the night, $459 for Pup Punk. And so I called up because one of the local golf courses gives you a thing if you're going to play golf with somebody the next day, which I was doing it with a buddy of mine, and it went down to $199. So I had the same thing for you. If you wanted to say you're playing golf, you didn't take advantage of it.
They were sold out, or else we would have.
So I mean, it was more than cut in half just because I called up for it. And again, like, you know, like little things like that makes you feel like you got away with something.
Exactly.
This turned into the white trash vacation tip line. Yes.
Show, right? I'm telling you, this is what Podfathers is all about. Like, when Kevin started, it was to tell parenting the way it is. And you just can't spend a billion. Like, if you guys go to the movies with 6 people and you spend $7 a ticket, that's just a matinee. And then if you got 6 sodas and you got food instead of bringing your own, you guys would have to get another job just to afford all that shit.
Right. So. And it's bonding because the kids are so excited to be a part of doing it. Like, yeah. Bridget's like, I'll be the lookout.
Like, nothing's better than sticking it to the man. Even if the Large was part of the man for God knows how many years.
Oh. I'm the man, but Chaps' last fucking story is about going to Hawaii.
I hope – do you kind of hope that he got, like, that this – whatever parasite in his eye was from Hawaii. Like, I'm hoping it was like the hula bug that bit him in the eye. Yeah,
and a little bit of volcanic ash.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that.
is it wrong if, like, I wish for him to go blind in one eye? Because, I mean, he still has the other one that's fully functional. But, right. Like, it would just be so perfect. He's like, like, you know, he ends his emails with aloha now, too. Like, he starts and ends them with aloha. Like, the guy in Who Went Abroad that says cheers to every email. Yeah. Like, dude, you went for a week. Settle down.
Fuck chaps.
So
what do we do? Are we wrapping up?
On that note, yeah, I think let's once we say fuck chaps, I think it's time for milk and cookies. So you guys have any milk and cookies?
Yeah, I am. So we'll keep on that thing. And you know, normally Finn is the ride or die guy. We had left the buffet
on
the first day, and they let you take your coffee or tea with you. They give you like a travel cup. You know, just so you can go, especially if you have to head right out to the park. Like, a lot of people be like, listen, I can't stay. it's a real quick turnaround on getting out of the breakfast. They'll bring over the small travel cups for you, you know, the cardboard ones, right, or whatever. And so we walking out, and we were going back to the room real quick to grab our bags. I noticed Bridge had a travel cup, and I was wondering what was in it. And I opened it up. There was one chocolate croissant and one chocolate muffin. Right?
The kid essentially has a full-time job, and he's already just saving money for the whole family.
No, it was Bridget.
Oh, it was Bridget.
So I'm starting to turn them all, Clem. So voice of an angel, mind of a thief, right?
Yeah, the snitch. You turned the snitch bad, man. That's impressive right there.
So that's thanks, Andy, for jumping on.
Now, I said to the wife, I said, maybe we'll get you and Annie on today. And then as soon as we got home, which, I mean, 3.5 hour, because we're another hour from there, from where you guys are, 3.5 hour ride, it was just, it sounds like a mental hospital up there. It's just people screaming. I think my wife was the one screaming half the time. It wasn't even the kids. It just is chaos up there. And we passed the Paramus exit, and I was like, you know, I could go do this podcast live with the Larges right now. We just, you know, but I, you know, I don't have another 20 to give to Bridget to watch the kids. So we just kept going straight.
All right, handsome. Another good one, man. I'll see you at I'll see you at Smitty's wedding. Maybe.
Hoping for that plus one too. Love you guys.
I'll talk to you soon, baby.